This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, this next scenario might be familiar to you, staring into the wardrobe, thinking that you've got nothing to wear, despite the fact that it is packed to the gills. Well, we've just the woman to help joining me in the studio now, Aoife Dunican, also known as the Style Bob, is here. Who has not had this problem? Everybody.
I had it myself, Claire, this morning. You wake up and there's a wardrobe full, but it's not functional. And I think we step back a bit. It's been very easy, Claire, to accumulate clothes. If you think about 20 years ago, we had to go shopping. Now shopping comes to us. We can sit on the couch, watch Netflix, turn on the phone, add to bag. It's so easy. And when Amazon introduced the one-click button back in 1999, seemingly if we had 12 seconds to think about something, we'd actually say to ourselves, we wouldn't need it. But the one-click, all of a sudden, DHL man is at the door and we go, did we actually order that? So it's been very easily just to gather but not have something working. And also, I know myself that I was in London last week for 2 days. I probably was in 40 shops. I woke up Friday morning. I actually couldn't dress myself. I was so overwhelmed. And that's what social media is doing to us all the time, telling us that, you know, trends are changing all the time. So we are just a bit overwhelmed at the moment with our clothes.
Now, there are new tech solutions to this. There are apps, aren't there, where you can photograph all of your clothes. Imagine doing that. I can't bear the thought of it. And then it will create outfits for you. It's a version of that that we're talking about doing, is it?
Yes. But the thing is that those apps are great. But you have to, I always say this analogy, you know, if you have a beautiful garden full of weeds, you can't see the roses. And our wardrobe, believe it or not, are full of weeds. And it's not that because we have awful clothes. We have actually beautiful pieces. But before you start creating outfits, I hate to say it, you have to detox the wardrobe. And I hate to use the word detox. I call it like a discovery. So even Claire this morning, I'm wearing this pink jacket. Can you believe that? I bought it 2 years ago. And I've never worn it, right? Mm-hmm. And I just, you need to go in.
Don't feel guilty about this.
I'm not going to feel guilty. I've said it now on radio, but I have gone in and what I did myself even at the weekend is I pulled out stuff that just doesn't fit, stuff that's wrecked, and then I could start playing in the wardrobe. So all these apps are great, but you have to go through the wardrobe. And even if you go shopping, you'd never shop in a full fridge. You've got to go and see what you have. So I was, you know, a lot of the time what I see with people is that I get this call, loads of clothes, nothing to wear. And do you know what they actually are missing in the wardrobe? And maybe you can identify with this. They're actually missing clothes. I know that might sound odd. How could you be missing clothes? But you could have this huge wardrobe, but your lifestyle is not aligned to it. So let's just say you have loads of blazers and you go, oh, I don't wear my blazers. Do you have a great pair of jeans? Do you have a great pair of black trousers? Or I have loads of black, I'm bored with it. Well, do you have a great pair of black patent boots? So sometimes you actually have to, before you start creating those outfits, look at what you have first.
Mm-hmm. So the steps are you need to get rid of stuff.
You need to get, I hate to say it, you do need to get rid of stuff. Yeah. Everybody's different. I was in a wardrobe recently, Claire, 9 bags came out. Okay.
Well, that doesn't surprise me though, because we all have, as you say, we've accumulated an awful lot of stuff. Like there is the shopping online, which lots of people do.
Yeah.
But there's also buying things to wear when you're doing your grocery shopping, which is a thing.
Yes. Yeah. The bananas go in and with the top.
Yeah. You're not a fan of that, I know.
No, but I can see how it can happen. You know, I can totally see. And do you know what it is? We're feeling a bit down, Claire. Need a little pick
dopamine
me up.
Dopamine hit.
Yeah, we're actually not responding to a need, responding to, you know, my husband says don't have a row because I'll buy a pair of shoes. No, it's actually not good. But just to make it easier for people, when you do a little clear out, I call it not a detox, a discovery, set a timer for 20 minutes, okay? Because I don't know about you, Claire, but if you clean out one kitchen drawer, you have them all taken out,
yeah.
Right?
It can be soul destroying like this. Once you start, if you don't have the timer set, I feel, which is why I think that's a good idea, because you feel overwhelmed by it. I'm never going to get this finished and I can't reach the back of the thing and I don't know what to throw. So that's a good idea.
Yes.
Timer and do it over a couple of days or a couple of weeks.
Couple of days. And then what I would also say is before you even set the timer, look at your lifestyle. You know, I sometimes look at my wardrobe thinking I'm Carrie Bradshaw. And I'm going, no, that's not my lifestyle.
Tottering down through Manhattan in your tulle skirt. Which
in Tesco in my tulle skirt because I need to wear my clothes. The timer idea is great. And then what I would say as well is you can do all that app stuff if you want. But sometimes I say to people, stand in front of a mirror when you're going out the door, right? It could be this morning, Claire. If you feel you look good in an outfit, just take a picture. Honestly.
No, I'm not doing that. It's like it's 10 to 6 in the morning, Aoife. We can't be dealing.
But, you know, if you come back and you're 20 pictures, like when I was in London last week, I said, oh, what am I packing? And I'm actually a very good packer. I went back on my Instagram and I said, oh, I wore that to London last year. You know, repeat. I think I'll just do the same thing.
You're very organised.
I'm very organised. You know, if you saw my wardrobe.
But it is good advice. So if you have an outfit that you put together that you like, take a picture of it and then you can go back to that in a few weeks' time.
Exactly, because Claire, our heads are full. I'm just telling you, it's full of stuff all the time. And you can do the apps. I've seen lots of them. But you start photographing all these individual pieces. And I think if you have time to do that, that's great. But I can't stress enough about just getting the pieces out of the wardrobe. And what's actually left, what people always say to me is that they like what's left and they love having, like I always say to someone, have a play date with your clothes. And you'd be surprised at what's missing. If you love lots of black, and I know, you know, we all love black, but sometimes black can be boring. So get yourself a pair of black patent boots because it enriches everything. You might be bored with all your blazers. Get yourself some nice jeans. There's lots of things that you can do once the weeds are gone.
Yeah. You know, when you're in the headspace to go in there and clear the wardrobe out, I find you can kind of make mistakes. You can, you know, I still have things that I have gotten rid of 10 or 15 years ago and go, why did I take that away? And you know, if you're in the zone of weeding the wardrobe, you're in danger of getting rid of things that you might regret getting rid of.
So I have a system called the waiting room. And what the waiting room is, Claire, is stuff I'm not sure about. I don't want to get rid of it yet. I put it in a waiting room. And why do I call it the waiting room? It's either waiting to leave the house or it's waiting to come back in. So at least with those pieces, just put them in another room. Mm. Now, I know we all don't have
think
space
about it
to do that. But I just feel that if we do something like that, we won't regret it.
Yeah. And stop buying things. We all have to stop buying things. That's the key.
Yeah. But even if we not stop buying, just pause and think.
Yeah.
Honestly. And I always say, love it, buy it, mind it, wear it. But stop buying stuff we half like.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
It is. Aoife, thank you so much. That's The Style Bob. You can find Aoife online. Thank you all for getting in touch. The team today, Cormac McDonagh on sound, producers Dee King, Helena O'Toole and Alex Russo. Research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.